Blog Talk Radio.
Just can some of y'all run down here to the front real quick. I gotta know who's in the field. Where my Oliver? I need y'all to run down here. Come on, let me see ya.
Goodbye to my trouble.
Goodbye to me. You ain't welcome here.
Jonathan Nelson. Amen, amen. Want to thank Pastor for that selection. Welcome to the Word at Noon, and we're having our review today. Praise God, praise God. Thanking God for each and every one of you that is able to be with us. And Pastor Bell, I'll be filling in for Pastor Beasley today. And we just thank God for each and every one of you. At this time, we're going to ask if Evangelist Renee is on, if she could give us a sandwich. And after that, if Evangelist Sharon is available, we'd like for her to lead us in prayer. Okay. Well, we'll get back with Evangelist Renee. Evangelist Sharon, are you available to lead us in prayer?
Yes, good afternoon. Pastor Bell, how are you?
Good afternoon. Praise God.
Yes, in the King James. And 1 Corinthians 2 and 10 reads as follows. But God has revealed them unto us by his Spirit, for the Spirit searches all things, yea, the deep things of God. For what man knoweth, the things of man, save the Spirit of man, which is in him, even so the things of God knoweth no man, but the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God, which things also we speak not the words which man's wisdom teacheth, but which the Holy Ghost teacheth, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. But he that is spiritual judgeth all things, yet of no man. For who hath known the mind of the Lord, that he hath instructed him, but we have the mind of Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. I want to thank God for another day. I want to thank him for his insight and his plan, his mysterious plan for guiding us through this journey in this human experience as we are spiritual beings. I want him to continue to open up all our hearts and minds so that he can come where he already abides and guide us on a daily basis to mimic Christ so that we can all come together for the greater good. I want to pray for those who are sick, for those who are struggling, for those who ask us to remember them in prayer, for those who need help and aren't aware, and for those who are bereaved. I bind anything up in the blood of Jesus that will come in between this broadcast. May God continue to pastors be obedient and be continue anointing them so they can spread the word here at the Word at Noon. I pray all these things in Christ Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen, amen, and amen. Praise God, praise God. And thank you, Evangelist Sharon, for that beautiful prayer. Amen. We thank him, Pastor, for the selection, I believe, because we're going to say goodbye to pain and sorrow and suffering and troubles and fear. Goodbye, 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 because you ain't welcome here. I just love that song. Praise God. You know, I just love the gift that Pastor Beasley has when he selects the songs for the day. I just, you know, it always hit home. It always hit my heart every time. And we don't discuss the songs, you know. The Holy Spirit just use him and he just bring it. Praise God. And we're so thankful for that. We have been studying about the working of the Holy Spirit in 2021 and beyond. So it's so important for us to allow the Holy Spirit in our life. We need him because, as Pastor said, he's the only one that can lead us to Christ. He knows the way. So that's who we want to follow. Amen. 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 At this time, on Monday, the scriptures that we shared was Acts 15 chapter 28 verse, and also 1 Corinthians 2:11, which Evangelist Sharon read in her opening scripture. So let us just see if we can't get through a few of these scriptures here. Let us go back to 1 Corinthians, the second chapter, and we're gonna do those verses, Evangelist Sharon. If you read that for us, the verses that you read, which was 10 through 16, I believe it was.
Yes, Pastor.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And then we'll call on Evangelist Renee a little later. See if she's able to get on. So at this time, we're going to read 1 Corinthians 2, verses 10 through 16. And we're talking about the working of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Follows. But God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit, for the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. For what man knoweth the things of a man, save the spirit of man which is in him? Even so, the things of God knoweth no man. But this man we have received, not the spirit of the world, but the spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. Which things are also we speak not in the words which man's wisdom teacheth, but which the Holy Ghost teacheth. Comparing spiritual things with spiritual. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. But he that is spiritual judgeth all things, yet he himself is judge of no man. For who hath known the mind of the Lord, that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. Amen.
Amen, amen. Praise God, praise God. I thank you very much, Evangelist Sharon, for that. I'll be reading from the Message Bible. Praise God. I just wanted to read a little bit above what we usually read. And it says, but you've seen and heard it because God, by His Spirit, has taught it all out into the open before you. So Paul, talking to the Corinthians, it says, the Spirit, not content to float around on the surface, dives into the depths of God and brings out what God planned all along. Not what we plan, but what God planned all along. Whoever knows what you're thinking and planning except you yourself? The same with God, except that He not only knows what He's thinking, but He lets us in on it. God offers a full report on the gift of life and salvation that He's giving us. We don't have to rely on the world's guesses and opinions. We didn't learn this by reading books or going to school. We learned it from God, who taught us person to person through Jesus, and we are passing it on to you in the same firsthand personal way. The unspiritual self, just as it is by nature, can't receive the gifts of God's Spirit. There's no capacity for them. They seem like so much silliness. Spirit can be known only by Spirit. God's Spirit and our spirits in open communion, spiritually alive. We have access to everything God's Spirit is doing and can't be judged by Isaiah's question, is there anyone around who knows God's Spirit? Anyone who knows what He's doing has been answered. Christ knows, and we have Christ's Spirit. Amen. So the only way you're going to receive the Spirit or allow the Holy Spirit into your life, first of all, you have to have the mindset. You have to have the mind of Christ. And then you're able to receive the Spirit. You know, as our pastor said, and, you know, as you go back and study, we have to be new in Christ to receive it. Because other than that, we just like the world. It's foolishness. So once you have given your life, you become a new creature. Then you should ask the Holy Spirit into your life. This is a spiritual walk. We cannot express that enough. So the Holy Spirit will guide us and teach us how to be spiritual. Like the Message Bible says, we didn't learn this from books. The Holy Spirit has to teach us, and the Holy Spirit will teach us if you welcome Him into your life. And I dare say Him, because he is a He. Because it's God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Amen. And I like what the King James says here in verse 10. It says, but God hath revealed them unto us by His Spirit, for the Spirit searches all things, yea, the deep things of God. So it's not going to be, you know, just something you could just pick up and like, oh, yeah, I got this. No, this is the deep things of God. It's a mystery. And it says that earlier in this chapter as well. It's a mystery. So those who are not spiritual, those who have not accepted the Lord, they won't receive this. And when we try to share this with them, they won't understand it. They be looking at us like we got three eyes. Amen. So we have to continue to allow the Holy Spirit to teach us and to guide us and to show us how to reach those who think this is foolishness. Amen. See, the Message Bible says we are spiritually alive. We have access to everything God's Spirit is doing. And guess what? Cannot be judged by unspiritual critics. Did y'all hear that? I think I better say that again. We are spiritually alive. We have access to everything God's Spirit is doing. And cannot be judged by unspiritual critics. Amen. 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 So, Evangelist Sharon, would you like to add anything to that?
Yes. I wanted to add that when we get saved and we confess with our mouth and we take in our heart that we believe that Jesus, the Son of God, died in Christ and he was raised again. When we believe that 100%, that's when the Holy Spirit can come where he already abides in the lighting of our heart and start teaching us and guiding us through the path or this journey that we call life. Until we saved and believe, become a believer, that's when the doors will open up for us. It's almost like when you're watching TV and you have fuzz on your TV. When you connect that cable wire, now everything is so clear. So when you have confessed with your mouth and you believe wholeheartedly in your heart that God gave his only begotten Son and that he was raised again, resurrected, and our old life dies and our new life burgeons, it says. In the Messenger Bible, I like that it says that the Spirit is just not found certain or flitting around on the surface. It's in the deep depth of God. That's my favorite song. Amen.
Yes. Amen. Amen. That is so true. Did it say flirt around? No. It's not content. It's not just laying around. Amen. We have to surrender, as Evangelist Sharon was saying. We have to open up to this, to the Holy Spirit. We got to open our hearts up, and I like that, which takes us, and I like that, Evangelist Sharon, right over to Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 17, which is also one of our scriptures for Monday. So let us read.
Ephesians 1 and 17, you said, Pastor?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. In the King James, it reads as follows. That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. Amen.
Amen. That's just what you said, Evangelist Sharon. And
yes,
there is the scripture. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. And from the Message Bible, God of our Master, Jesus Christ, the God of glory, to make you intelligent and discerning in knowing him personally, your eyes focused and clear so that you can see exactly what it is he's calling you to do. Amen. Amen. So that's just what you were saying, Evangelist Sharon. You was getting ready to say something else?
Yes, I was going to say the scripture that was given to us by Pastor was Romans 10, 9 and 10. Because as you guys always say, as pastors, we have to back it up, stand on the word of God. It has to be scripture. So here's the scripture for what I was just trying to relay. I gave an example about the TV when it's snowy and then you plug in your cable, how it clears up everything. And that's the way that the Holy Spirit does what God has done for me in my life. And that was the example I gave. But in Romans, in King James, Romans 10, 9 and 10, it reads as follows. But if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thy heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believe unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Amen.
Mm-hmm. Amen, amen. And just like Pastor say, it is not easy. People try to make it seem like it's easy, but the word of God is right here, and it lets us know that once we become new creatures in Christ, and you have to be willing to do that, we have a free will. Amen. And the scripture that Evangelist Sharon just shared, and I'm going to read it from the Message Bible. It says, the word that saves is right here, as near tongue in your mouth, as close as the heart in your chest. It's the word of faith that welcomes God to go to work and set things right for us. This is the core of our preaching. Say the welcoming words to God. Jesus is my master, embracing body and soul. God's work of doing in us what he did in raising Jesus from the dead. That's it. You're not doing anything. You're simply calling out to God. Trust to do it for you. That's salvation. Amen, amen. So also we had, you know, when we talk about the scriptures and we talk about the word of God and how God is moving in our lives, it's not anything we can work at, but it's freely given to us. Praise God. So therefore, we allow the Holy Spirit to do that for us. Praise God. We have to trust God. You know, in Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, it tells us to trust in the Lord with all of thy heart and lean not unto thy own understanding, but in all of thy ways to acknowledge him, and he shall direct our path. He will direct our path if you allow him to. And as the Holy Spirit in our life, he will help you and guide you on the right path. Amen. And then on Tuesday, let's say it was some of the scriptures I wrote down on Tuesday, we shared, wrong page. Hold on. Be patient, please. All right. Romans 8, verses 6-8. Amen. And once again, we're talking about being spiritual, and we're talking about the working of the Holy Spirit or the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen. In the King James, Romans 8:16, it reads as follows. The Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. Amen.
Praise God. Go ahead and read that. Read that again. If you don't mind,
okay.
Read that again.
The Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God.
Mm-hmm.
17 reads, and if children, then heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ, if so be that we suffer with him, that we may also be glorified together. Amen.
Amen, amen. Praise God, praise God. And see, that once again is the working of the Holy Spirit in our life. So I'm going to do verses 5 through 8 to tie in with what Evangelist Sharon just read. It said, those who think they can do it on their own end up obsessed with measuring their own moral muscle, but never get around to exercising it in real life. Those who trust God's actions in them find that God's Spirit is in them, living and breathing God. Obsession with self in these matters is a dead end. Attention to God leads us out into the open, into a spacious, free life. And it lets us also know if we're focusing on other things, we're not focusing on God. Amen. So it's important for us to allow the Spirit of God into our heart. Allow, because he's nudging us, and he wants us to be spiritual. And as the scriptures open it up to us, the Holy Spirit will teach us, because that's his job. And I like Acts, and I know it's probably one of the other days, but I want to say it was Acts 2.
1 through 4.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yes, let us read that, because, oh yeah. Let us just read that.
Okay, Pastor. In the King James, Acts 2, 1 through 4, reads as follows. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly here came a second from heaven as a rushing mighty wind, and it filled mm-hmm. all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like a fire, and it sat upon each of them, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the
mm-hmm.
Spirit gave them utterance. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Whew. And so the Message Bible says, when the feast of Pentecost came, all together in one place, without warning, there was a sound like a strong wind, gale force. No one could tell where it came from. It filled the whole building. Then, like a wild fire, the Holy Spirit spread through their ranks, and they started speaking in a number of different languages as the Spirit prompts them. Wow. Now here these men were all together, different nationalities and different languages, and the Holy Ghost fell on them. And the King James said, what was it, like a rushing mighty wind?
Yeah.
And then that third verse says, and there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire, and it sat on each of them. And they were all, didn't say some, they were all filled with the Holy Ghost. and began to speak in other tongues. That means in other languages. Now, all these men, and they tell you they were unlearned. They didn't go to school to learn this. The Holy Ghost fell upon them, and they began to speak in other languages. And then those that were standing around, they thought they were, you know, drunk or something, you know, in the middle of the day. But then they were speaking spirit. The Spirit spoke to them and was letting them know, you know, I think it was Peter. You know, Peter got bold. I mean, he was letting them know as he spoke to them. It says, but Peter, standing up with the 11, lifted up his voice and said unto them, ye men of Judea and all ye that dwell at Jerusalem, be this known unto you and hearken to my words. For these are not drunken as ye suppose, seeing it is but the third hour of the day. But this is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel, and it shall come to pass in the last days, God said it, I will pour out my Spirit upon all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. Now see what the working of the Holy Spirit will do. It'll change your life. It will change your life. Because when Jesus even told the disciples, well, let's go back there to Acts 1, and I want to say it was which verses did we read? Acts 1, verses, I want to say 1 through 4 here also.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah. Let's read 1 through 5, Evangelist Sharon.
In the King James, it reads as follows, Acts 1, 1 through 5. The former treaty have I made, O Theophilus, of all that Jesus began both to do and teach until the day in which he was taken up, after that he, through the Holy Ghost, had given commandments unto the apostles whom he had chosen, to whom also he shewed himself alive after his passion of many infallible proofs, being seen of them 40 days in speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God, and being assembled together with them, commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which saith, he you have heard of me. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. And from the Message Bible, dear Theophilus, in the first volume of this book, I wrote on everything that Jesus began to do and teach until the day he said goodbye to the apostles, the ones he had chosen through the Holy Spirit and was taking up to heaven. After his death, he presented himself alive to them in many different settings over a period of 40 days. Face-to-face meetings, he talked to them about things concerning the kingdom of God. As they met and ate meals together, he told them that they were on no account to leave Jerusalem, but must wait for what the Father promised, the promise you heard from me. John baptized in water. You will be baptized in the Holy Spirit and soon. Praise God. So see, John baptized with water. Then the disciples were going to be baptized in the Holy Spirit. He said, you will be baptized in the Holy Spirit and soon. So don't you think that if the disciples had to go through that, we who believe have to go through that as well? So you're on your spiritual journey now. We are preparing for our eternal life. Amen. That is what we are determined to do. We have to be prepared. We can't just go half-stepping. You ain't going to go half-stepping to your job. They done trained you to do something. Like we were trained in that medical field. We had to learn medical terminology. We had to know what that meant. We had to know when to use it. We had to do medical coding. You had to put the right code down so that the people who were having the procedure or the surgery, to let the doctors and the radiologists, let them know what this person is there for. If we had to put the wrong code down, that person could end up with the wrong thing going on. And believe you me, those things has happened. But thank God that we have the Holy Spirit to guide us into truth, guide us into the spiritual walk, teaching us that, yes, we have to have the Holy Ghost in our life to lead us back to Christ. Amen. And I like, it was Tuesday, I think it was, and Pastor was saying, God's living spirit, his spirit is carved into our lives. Once we accept that Holy Spirit, I said, oh, okay, I like that. So we have to allow the Holy Spirit to be in our life. You know, when we read these scriptures, we're not reading them just because. It's important for us to know what God's word is saying and to get the right understanding. Because as I myself and many others, we were taught different. So we had to let all that old go, because we're in the new now. We're in the new. And the new is for us to be spiritual. It teaches us throughout the New Testament. We have to be spiritual. This is our spiritual walk. This is our spiritual life. And it's so important.
Amen.
Did you have something you wanted to share there, Evangelist Sharon?
I just wanted to say we did have a scripture, just to piggyback what you were saying, Pastor Bell, about we're in our spiritual walk. In John 16:13-14, in the King James, we just followed to back that up. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak. And he will shew you things to come. He shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine, and shall shew it unto you.
Amen. Such a beautiful, beautiful word. Amen. And that was St. John 16?
Yes, 13-14.
Okay. All right. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And from the Message Bible, this word is so good. From the Message Bible. But when the friend comes, the Spirit of truth, he will take you by the hand and guide you into all the truth there is. He won't draw attention to himself, but will make sense out of what it is about to happen, and indeed, out of all that I have done and said. He will honor me. He will take from me and deliver it to you. Everything the Father has is also mine. That is why I've said he takes from me and delivers to you. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Such a beautiful word. I tell you, it's just beautiful. And you know, also with that scripture, I want to say is Romans 8. Romans 8 chapter. See what verse is that? Verse 14.
Okay.
Amen.
In Romans 8, in verse 14, in the King James, it reads as follows. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. And I'm going to read Jude 16, okay, Pastor Bell?
That'll be fine. Mm-hmm.
Okay. For ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but ye have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit itself bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. Amen.
Hmm. Ooh-wee. Oh, my goodness. That's just beautiful. Amen. Amen. And I'm going to read that out of... I'm going to read those scriptures there out of God's Word. And that is 14 through 16. Okay. Here we go. 14 through 16. Okay. Certainly, all who are guided by God's Spirit are God's children. You haven't received the spirit of slaves that leads you into fear again. Instead, you have received the spirit of our God's children, by which we call out, Abba, Father. The Spirit himself testifies with our spirit that we are God's children. Amen, amen.
Amen.
You know, I just want to go back where it says we are guided by God's Spirit. We are guided by God's Spirit. That lets me know right there, there's other spirits. Amen. I believe Pastor brought that out also, that there are false spirits out there, that they will teach you the wrong way, have you believing what they say is true. That's why we have to get into the holy scriptures, God's Spirit, and allow the Holy Spirit to guide and direct us. Further down in this, it said God's Spirit helps us. Yes, His Spirit does, once you yield yourself to Him. Amen.
Amen.
That's why we have to ask the Holy Spirit to come into our life. Like I said, He's not just going to force His way in our life. We have to ask Him into our life. And when we do that, God's Spirit will lead us. The Holy Spirit will lead us. Because it says, certainly all who are guided by God's Spirit are God's children. Which takes us to 1 John. And I'm probably just all over the place. It is. It's 1 John chapter 4, verses 1 through 6. We brought that out too. I tell you, it's just not enough time to really understand it or maybe get through all the scriptures, but we're going to do the best we can. Praise God. But First John, the fourth chapter, and we're going to read verses 1 through 6.
Okay, Pastor. In the King James, it reads as follows. Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world. Hereby know ye the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesseth that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God, and every spirit that confesseth not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God. And this is the spirit of Antichrist, where we have heard that it should come, and even now already it is the world. Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Praise God. From the Message Bible, my dear friends, don't believe everything you hear. Carefully weigh and examine what people tell you. Not everyone who talks about God comes from God. There are a lot of lying preachers loose in the world. Here's how you test for the genuine Spirit of God. Everyone who confesses openly his faith in Jesus Christ, the Son of God, who came as an actual flesh and blood person, comes from God and belongs to God. And everyone who refuses to confess faith in Jesus has nothing in common with God. This is the spirit of Antichrist that you heard was coming. Well, here it is, sooner than later. My dear children, you come from God and belong to God. You have already won a big victory over those false teachers. For the spirit in you is far stronger than anything in the world. These people belong to Christ, denying the world. They talk the world's language, and the world eats it up. But we come from God and belong to God. Anyone who knows God understands us and listens. The person who has nothing to do with God will, of course, not listen to us. This is another test for telling the spirit of truth from the spirit of deception. Amen. So that's why we have to try the spirit by the spirit. Because like the word of God is telling us that it's a lot of false teachers out there, a lot of lying preachers, the Message Bible says. So let us allow the Spirit of God to teach us and help us to discern those spirits that are not of God. Because they can make it sound glamorous. They can make it sound, oh, this is the way it has to be. But if it's not the Spirit of God, then we need to have the Holy Spirit within us that we know that's not of God. And have God's Word. Because we know that we need to have the Word of God in our life. I like this last part of it, where it says you have already won the big victory over false teachers. And why is that? Because the Holy Spirit lives in you. You allow the Holy Spirit in your life. And it says, for the Spirit in you, in you and I, is far stronger than anything in the world. Oh, my goodness. Is stronger than anything in the world. Think about that.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Wow. Praise God. And it says we belong to Christ, denying the world. Amen. Something you wanted to say, Evangelist Sharon, on that?
No, I was just going to piggyback. I actually was going to say, because I had my notes, that one of the scriptures said that we try the Spirit by the Spirit, but the Spirit of truth, the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit, is the most powerful spirit.
Yes.
So we only want to be the most powerful anyway, spirit. But you read it out on this in the scripture. And what scripture was that, Pastor Bell?
That was 1 John 4, verses 4 and 5. Yes, yes. We read
that,
you know,
right,
so important.
It is. And that right there should be nearly enough to want you to stand on the Word of God, because the Spirit of truth, the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost, the Comforter, is the most powerful spirit there is. So we would only want, just for the mere fact of it being the most powerful spirit, that would be the spirit that we want to live by anyways. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And once we have that spirit, we don't have to worry. I mean, because it's the Spirit of truth. And like it says at the end, it says, this is another test for telling the spirit of truth from the spirit of deception. So that lets you know that there's a spirit of deception. There's a spirit out there that want to take you away from the Word of God. There's a spirit out there that want to just, you know, be make you be worldly. And so, you know, no, we don't want that. We want the Spirit of truth in our life. We want to know the way to Christ. And the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, our friend, will lead us back to Christ. I just, you know, I just thank God for His Word. Amen, amen. Before we get too far gone, is Evangelist Renee on? Maybe she wasn't able to get on today. Maybe I'll try to get her tomorrow. Oh, praise God. Praise God. Yes?
Good afternoon. She's on. I don't put her phone. She's hearing it, but her phone has been on ever since you started.
Okay.
It was on
mute. Oh, okay. So before we get too far out, and I think we still got a little bit of time, would you like to give us a spiritual sandwich?
Yes, amen.
Amen.
Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Philippians,
amen.
King James Version. And love from the center of who you are. Don't fake it. Run for dear life from evil. Hold on for dear life to good, be good friends who love deeply, plain, second fiddle. Romans 12 and 10. That's from the Messenger Bible. And see, inside this sandwich, we're going to put our number one verse we stand on. By His stripes we are healed. We are more than conquerors. We can do all things through Christ Jesus that strengthens us. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. So thank you, Evangelist Renee. I tell you, we can't get enough of God's Word. And I just want to comment, too, on Thursday, our Thankful Thursday. I tell you, whew, that was a powerful, powerful word. Evangelist Renee, she came on and she gave a testimony. I'll tell you, a powerful testimony on healing and trusting God. And Evangelist Sharon, she came with 2 Corinthians 3:3, and she shared, oh goodness, hers was powerful as well. And I think we also read 1 Corinthians 2:10-16, and that's on talking about spiritual, being spiritual, pastor. And we both shared Jeremiah 31:33-34, and also 2 Corinthians 3:3. It was just powerful that the Holy Ghost was just moving in there. I tell you, we could have stayed on an hour, maybe two, on Thankful Thursday. It was just so, so powerful. And so the scripture, well, let me look at the time here. Ooh, we are over. Well, let's do one more scripture before she cut us off. Let's see if we can get 2 Corinthians 3:3 in.
Okay, in the King James, 2 Corinthians 3:3 reads as follows. For as much as ye are manifestly declared to be the epistle of Christ, ministered by us, written not with ink, but with the Spirit of the living God, not in the tables of stone, but in fleshly tables of the heart. Amen. Hallelujah.
And
Corinthians 3:4. That's a powerful scripture.
Yes, it is. Amen. Amen. Oh, you said and four? Did you read four as well?
No, I read 2 Corinthians 3:4. I'm sorry, Pastor.
Okay. Amen. And so from the Message Bible, it says, your very lives are a letter that anyone can read by just looking at you. Christ himself wrote it, not in ink, but with God's living spirit, not chiseled into stone, but carved into human lives. And we published it. We couldn't be more sure of ourselves in this, that you, written by Christ himself for God, are our letter of recommendation. So as this scripture came about to let us know that people are reading us. They know if you have God or not. Amen. It's not a thing that we're being judged. No, they're reading you. If you're professing that the Holy Spirit is guiding you and leading you,